It's Friday, November 1st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A St. Paul man is found guilty for helping his son dump four bodies in Dunn County in 2021. We interviewed Dave Armstrong, the Republican running for re-election in the 67th Assembly District, some tips for avoiding election and campaign season stress, and Amtrak's Borealis line through Wisconsin is popular. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A St. Paul man is convicted in a body dumping case in western Wisconsin. Following a three-day trial, a Dunn County jury on Wednesday found 56-year-old Darren Osborne guilty on four counts. The bodies of four people were found inside an SUV in a farm field in September 2021. All four had been shot to death. Osborne's son, Antone Suggs, is serving a Minnesota state prison sentence of 101 years for the murders. Prosecutors said Suggs killed the victims in St. Paul, then asked his father to help transport the bodies to Wisconsin. Osborne, who acted as his own attorney, faces up to 50 years in prison at sentencing December 13th. Dave Armstrong of Rice Lake, the Republican Assembly representative for the 67th District, is seeking re-election to a third term. We interviewed him this week about his work in the legislature on housing and workforce issues and on the economy and taxes, healthcare and reproductive rights, and his goals for the next term. Armstrong said he was against expanding Medicare in the state.
Because now we're moving 80, 90,000 people from Obamacare to state health care. 80% of all people end up with $10 a month or less for monthly costs on that. All right, why would I move 80, 90,000 people that 80% of them are paying 10 bucks a month, which is affordable apparently it seems, to state funds? So no, I don't think that's a going option. And even the healthcare providers say, God, don't do that. You're going to bury us. Because again, we go back to Medicaid reimbursing at 51% of costs.
Armstrong's interview can be heard in full on WJMC AM 1240 and 96.5 FM at 10:30 a.m. today and online at WAQE.com. Nearly 1 million people have already voted early in Wisconsin. Ted Ahlen takes a look.
Wisconsin Elections Commission data shows an approximate total of 989,000 absentee ballots have been cast, or about 28% of the state's nearly 3.5 million voters. Reasons for the large early turnout include a push by both major political parties for early voting and voters being more comfortable with casting their ballot early following the pandemic. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The days leading up to the election next Tuesday can be a stressful time for some people. UW Health psychologist Shyla Mergain says you should focus on the things you can control.
I think when we focus on what we can control, taking positive action, that helps us control what we can control. Put down the phone, maybe take a break from social media, make sure you're getting out and exercising, engaging in mindfulness, being in the here and now.
Mergain says on election night, avoid doom scrolling on your phone and give yourself breaks from election coverage. Advances for Amtrak service in Wisconsin, Bob Haig tracks down the story.
It's been announced that the first 5 months of the passenger railroad's new Borealis line saw over 100,000 passengers riding the 13-stop route between St. Paul and Chicago, or an average of 650 riders per day. Borealis makes 8 stops in Wisconsin, including 2 in Milwaukee. In addition, an 8th daily round trip on Amtrak's Hiawatha service between Milwaukee and Chicago could soon be a reality. A $72.8 million federal grant will fund a critical freight bypass near the downtown Milwaukee Intermodal Station. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.